You're listening to KXLL Juneau. We broadcast on 100.7 FM from our main transmitter on Ock Mountain in Juneau. We rebroadcast on translator K269AO on 101.7 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas. Our studios are located in Aucoin Territory on the homeland of the Tlinédi. Thanks for listening. I'm Chandra Boom. Thanks for listening to KXLL Juneau. The inaugural Ock Rock Indigenous Music Festival was held virtually last November, and this week, Ock Rock is back with side stage concerts. They're at the Crystal Saloon every night this week, with the final show this Saturday and the first show tonight. See Indigenous artists Yatsin, Daniel Furman, Garden of Agony, Air Jazz, and more. Tonight's concert features Albino MB. Listen, people sometimes throw around words like virtuoso, but you listen to Albino MB's guitar playing, and that's exactly the word that comes to mind instantly. Albino MB is from Mozambique, where he studied music at the University of Eduardo Mondlane before moving to the U.S. to attend the prestigious Berklee School of Music in Boston. I'm thankful to welcome MB to KXLL today to hear about his music and his current tour in Alaska. Also joining us is Ock Rock Indigenous Music Festival founder and all-around creative force, Kajung Stephen Blanchett of Inuit soul funk band Bumiwa. So, the weather might have cooled off a little bit, but we are keeping it hot this week. We'll hear from both artists in this hour, but first, let's get some jams in. This is the album I have on repeat this week. It's the debut album from Obanyayer. That's the recording moniker of Stephen Umo, pop artist from Nigeria and based in London. The album's called Some Nights I Dream of Doors. And y'all, if you need new bangers, you are in the right place. This album is absolutely packed. I legit can't get enough. Here's one of my faves from the album. It's New Man. Keep it tuned to KXLL Juneau.
They told me, look before you leap. I'll take my chances. If we don't, we can never know the answers. I won't place my fate in your hands. Now I know myself. I'm in charge of my own destiny. Chasing perfection, no other option, no room for error. Get off the ground and start again. I am the black sheep. I am the new man. Unlike no other. Get off the ground and start again.
On your mask, get set. Go up, baby, show your color. This that new black race. This life for the ones before us is by design. We are royal. They try, divide and destroy us. We rise, we fight, they die inside. We light the fire, let them boil. Yeah. I was born warrior. I can't second to no one. See my skin, hear my crown. Yeah. I'm no man, I'm a god. Now I know myself. Oh, I am full of wonder. I won't bow or beg, oh, cause I know my power.
Chasing perfection, no other option, no room for error. Get off the ground and start again. I am the black sheep. I am the new man. Unlike no other. Get off the ground and start again.
Shed that name, they put you in. No more playing dress up to prove yourself to no man. You're the new man, new man. Don't play down your nuance. Show yourself just as you are, whether they like it or not. This thing no be easy riding. One time for my people rising. Upright and we stand like giants. I don't shine and no be whining. No more hiding, suffer smiling. Follow blindly, keeping quiet. No more, yes sir, no sir. I'm not my father, come and try me. Come and try me.
They told me, look before you leave. I'll take my chances. If we don't, we can never know the answers. I won't place my fate in your hands. Now I know myself. I'm in charge of my own destiny. They told me, look before you leave.
Now, baby, you know I think it's fair. A mighty hard road to roll. And this life I'm living, a dead end in a field of stone. Support me when I drink and me when I smoke and keep the jukebox paid till we both go broke. Now it's a hard way of living, but the living ain't killed me yet. Now it's a hard way of living, but the living ain't killed me yet. You already know what I'm gonna say. I'm out and getting into trouble again. Yeah, baby, the devil ain't my dearest friend. Support me when I drink and help me when I smoke and keep the jukebox paid till we both go broke. Now it's a hard way of living, but the living ain't kill me, yeah. Now it's a hard way of living, but the living it ain't coming, yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. You just heard Hi. It was Biggest Mood Ever. That one is such a jam. The Ock Rock Side Stage Concert Series starts tonight at the Crystal Saloon at 7 o'clock. Tickets are pay what you can. Head to ockrockfest.com for tickets. And I am absolutely thrilled to welcome into the studio today both artists performing tonight, Albino MB and Gajung. Welcome you two. Albino, welcome back to Alaska. You've come a long way to get here. I know you're based in Boston still, is that right?
Yes, thank you for inviting, and thank you for the listeners for being there. Yes, this is going to be my second time performing in Alaska, and I was in Anchorage. So Alaska in general is becoming home.
Yes, I love to hear that because you just performed at the annual Spinard Jazz Fest in Anchorage, is that right?
Yes, I was very lucky enough to be one of the headliners with my band, Beautiful Musicians. We had good times getting a chance to be together for a week. It was amazing.
I love that. So Spinard Jazz Festival was actually started by local musicians in my old stomping grounds of the Spinard neighborhood. So I really hope that you enjoyed it. There's so much fun to be had there, and it's such a great festival.
Yes, it was amazing. Yeah. People, organization, everything. Alaska, you know.
Yeah, Alaska. I love to hear it. It sounds like you met some amazing musicians while you were there. But I'm curious, how did you and Gajung meet?
You know, Gajung, he's this big bless. We met in LA, but as I'm getting to know more Gajung and getting to talk with him, he mentioned that he actually was part of the team that selected musicians for the black artist to showcase for WA in LA. And that's when he first heard some of my work, and we met there, and he was like, brother, we are connected, and the connection was real, and we've been in touch, and he invited to be part of the Ock Rock last year to do a Zoom, actually a recording, or to be here as a solo artist. But, you know, I just wanted to bring the whole band. I felt that Alaska was calling for something bigger than our existence, so was a good, because it helped us to create a better impression, open doors, and create a beautiful friendship.
I love to hear this. You mentioned bringing up your band, and I'm super curious about it because, you know, Afro pop is sort of a term that is so all-encompassing that doesn't exactly describe the magic that's in the music. So I wanted to ask a little bit more about Mozambique musical styles of your homeland, if that's okay.
Yes. So I do feel that myself as Albino Mbia is a continuity of, you know, my ancestry music that I've been playing. And overall, I'm not representing the whole Mozambique. Mozambique is a huge country, but I do represent Shangana and Shop people, and that's the music I usually play, which the rhythms come from timbila. Timbila, or mbila, it's an instrument. It's similar to a balafone, but it's different because they use kabasa. I don't know how to say that in English, but it's a kind of a fruit that they open a hole at the bottom, and they use plastic to create a very interesting sound to it. And I use that rhythm. I'm interpreting that rhythm on the guitar and in my singing, as well as some of the urban pop music, such as Marabenta, that was the biggest one of the, I think, the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So that's basically me in Mozambique. And then moving here to the US, the influences of people from all over the world. So I do feel that's the representation I'm doing. I'm doing the representation of that ancestry as well as my existence in the diaspora.
I want to ask a little bit more about your sort of journey from Mozambique and how you blend those. But I do want to dig a little bit more into the kind of percussive sounds that you just described, because of the bit that I've heard of Marabenta is very percussive, and you are such an amazing guitar player. Like, literally the word virtuoso comes to mind. So I wanted to ask a little bit about how you bring that percussion into your string music?
I do feel overall I am a percussionist, and the notes that I do play on my guitar, on my singing, it's to compensate another field in my heart that could bring different colors. But I do feel as a percussionist, and that's how I play my guitar. I appreciate you bringing that, because few people understand that actually there's some percussions happening there. And percussion comes from back in Mozambique. I had this amazing friend that I was taking lessons from him. You know, he was such an amazing human being. He know that I would get bored. He would give me his dinner so I could practice the whole night long.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I love him. Yeah, he would give me his dinner, and the food was amazing. But the music was even better. So that was the journey. And I've been taking from other styles that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm.
You celebrated your birthday recently with a special release last month. Vinyl pressings that each included a different live show. Any hints at the recording that you're most excited about?
Yeah, I haven't started doing the recordings. It's good you mentioned that, because this vinyl cut is going to be very interesting. Every recording, if you choose a song, I will be recording that song, and it's going to be printed that song uniquely. Each printing is just going to be unique. There is no double printing or master to reprint anything. It's just going to be a unique print.
Mm-hmm. That is quite an undertaking.
Thank you.
Hey, we're live in the studio with Albino Emby, performing tonight at the Crystal Saloon. Head to aukrockfest.com to get your tickets. Tickets are pay as you can. Let's hear a sample, and then we'll come back and hear a little bit more from Albino Emby. This is Jiluva from the album Mafu by Albino Emby here on KXLL Juno.
Cambi con la vasita, vela, si vina, no vina, y si.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. You just heard from one of our live in-studio guests, Albino Mbie. That was Jiluva. You were educated in music professionally in both your homeland in Mozambique and in the U.S. at the prestigious Berklee School of Music in Boston. Can you glimpse back at that journey and share a bit about the decision to move from your home to the U.S.?
Yes, so my journey started in Mozambique. It was a decision in between me and my big buddy friend, Balu, that we decided to build our first instruments. So we actually built the guitars we wanted to play. And that's how we started. And was playing with that guitar. And then I decided to learn a little bit more. I took lessons. Unfortunately, it was only for 2 weeks. And after that, opened new doors because, especially the guitar, I felt, oh my gosh, I actually found a voice. I actually found a way that I could be thankful for the gift of life and that I could be able to share something in this planet. And music was that amazing door. And the guitar became actually the vehicle that I could use to be able to bring things from my mind, you know, things that I've seen in so many ways. And in Mozambique, I became a little bit busier playing with lots of bands. And I was scared that I could not have time to think and question myself who I was. So I actually wanted to be in a solitude, in a place where I could be by myself and figure out what I really want to externalize as a musician. I was studying at Universidade Eduardo Mondlane, University in Mozambique. I was doing music ed. And on my third semester, I heard that Berklee was coming to do auditions for the first time in Africa, and that was in Mozambique. Was very lucky enough to be one of the first Berklee African scholars, not the first African to go to Berklee, but African scholars program that they created to support African students, because the first scholar, first student was from Mulatu Astatike that I had an honor to play with. He from Ethiopia, that I think he went there in 1945, somewhere around there. So yes, I was in, that's how I heard about Berklee. And a friend actually told me, hey, Bean, you should audition to Berklee. I'm like, what's Berklee? Yeah, of course. I was in Mozambique and I could see the struggle of life in Mozambique. I couldn't believe that actually U.S. existed, all the buildings and all. I'm like, why are we struggling like this if the world could have all that? What's real actually happening? So I, and he told me because he had a chance to study, do some studies in Brazil. He had contact with the U.S. in some sort ways. And from there, I did auditions. I was lucky enough to be one of the selected because there were lots of talented people, very, very talented. I was very, very lucky. And when I got to Boston, actually, it was almost a whole month of crying because I couldn't see any talent in me. The number of talented people around me was just unbelievable. And I couldn't believe I would hide all the time that I actually had a scholarship that they, you know, offered the full tuition and they were paying for almost everything. By seeing very talented people and hard workers, and it was just unbelievable. But how that was actually the way that I felt I grew a lot because I could get inspired by people that were very young, you know, all ages around, but they could, you know, bring out what they wanted in music. So that's my journey. And I graduated from Berklee in music production, sound engineering, and performance, guitar performance, and dual major in acoustics and electronics.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Congratulations. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to back up just a little bit, too, because you mentioned about sort of the conditions in your homeland in Mozambique that created the conditions where you built your first instrument out of scrap wood, electrical cording, and oil can. Yeah. That is just is an incredible tradition of people in remote areas or from homelands like our own, you know, remote Alaska.
Yeah.
We have that here so much, where people who have that creative force inside of them find a way. And so it's just really incredible, and I wanted to highlight that a little bit.
Thank you.
I also wanted to ask about that because it brings to mind some of the pioneers of what we lump together under this term Afrobeat, whose paths also began with building their own instruments. And their work also lies partly in a tradition of sociopolitical resistance, which I can hear some of in your lyrics. Not too heavy-handed, but I can hear some of that. Are the messages in your lyrics intentional or more organic?
I think it does start intentionally and organically, building up the way I see the world, and I would like the world I'm trying to bring or live in, is that if I see a problem, could be politically, could be in any perspective, I want to be the solution, not only pointing fingers, but I would like to say, this is how I would like this world to be. And kind of, so that's why it might feel organic, because that's how I feel. I feel I should point a finger, but as well, saying a little bit of talking about the solutions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's so often culture, I think, for us. Wonderful. Living in the US for over a decade now, how do you balance nourishing the roots of your culture while enjoying the fun pop art scenes that you find here?
It's been very challenging. I feel right now, especially right now, that I'm, you know, I do have the green card. I might become a citizen, you know, very soon, maybe this year or maybe next year when I decided to apply for it. I do feel US is home. I do feel Mozambique is home, and I was conflicted at the beginning where home is, but I've learned that, you know, when I said goodbye, mom, actually my mom lived in my heart, and where my heart could be, now it's home. So I do feel I'm learning how to get the balance where home could be. It's this community I'm building up, being here, you know, knowing all of you, amazing, Kachum, Philip, and all this community that we are, yes, that's home.
We're so lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm lucky.
All right. Thanks so much for sharing some of your journey. Let's listen to a little bit more of your music. You're listening to KXLL, and you just heard from Albino MBA live in studio today. You can see Albino MBA perform live tonight at the Crystal Saloon. It's night one of the Ok Rock side stage concert series, running all week through Saturday night. Tickets are pay as you can, and your purchase supports the Ok Rock Indigenous Music Festival, bringing amazing artists like Albino MBA here to the Ok-One. And it's the first festival of its kind here in Tlingit Nuna. Head to okrockfest.com to learn more and to get tickets. Okay, enough about that. We'll hear it from the creative force himself, Kajung Stephen Blanchett of Inuit soul funk band Bamua. But first, let's get some more music. Here's Where You Come from Albino MBA's album Mafu. Keep it tuned to KXLL, Binyaknak Nalon Akwan.
So warm,
no one speaks it anymore,
but I do. They say our customs are out of date,
no one understands anymore.
there's no cobwebs, because no one ever wrote it down. Our traditions have vanished like clouds after the storm. Don't you wanna know?
Don't you wanna know? Don't you wanna know where you come from? Don't you wanna know? Don't you wanna know where you come from? Don't you wanna know? Don't you wanna know? Don't you wanna know, don't you wanna know where you come from?
Don't you want your kids to know that there is hope beyond the horizon? Because I do. Don't you want your kids to believe that they can find it again, because I do. Our history has no cobwebs, because no one ever wrote it down. Our traditions have vanished like clouds after the storm. Don't you wanna know? I refuse to be an orphan. I live floating in the air, a verse that no mouth ever claims. Our future is hidden in this sacred place.
Catch Ock Rock side stage events Wednesday through Saturday at the Crystal Saloon. It's your chance to see Indigenous music artists Kajung, Daniel Furman, Albino Embi, Yatsin, and more, live and in person. Tickets are pay as you can, and your purchase supports the full Ock Rock Indigenous Music Festival coming in 2023. Have a good celebration.
Say goodbye, let me stay the night again.
She just want in the morning, she just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling, no.
yourself if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon and make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. Up and I'll be on the way. Scoop you up and grab you by the waist. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm aware that you just wanna play. I know that we going with the flow. Soon I'm about to go and catch a plane. Baby, won't you open up the door? Tell me you are happy that I came through. Never had a thing like you. Little brown girl that can hang like you. Shine so bright in the daylight. Moonlight making that little thing shade like you. Love in the back of the whip, so we took it back to the crib. Shorty like crack, no cat. Don't know how to act with a kid. Keeping it a stack, what it is. What she want? She just want in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon to make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. Change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through.
Come through.
Come through.
The city that's fire. Tech 9 for the side that fight, yeah. At a protest like, come on and try it. Put your picky down, come on and riot. Down off there, over in the east side. Got a plane line, I'ma let the travel slide. Done stepped it, over to the west side. Paperwork, yeah, I'ma get it certified. Head for the gate, the weight, look away, deny the debate, relevant to the day. When you're trying to find the one, why do you need reminding? No matter how you look at it, it's me you keep finding. Trying to find the one, what you're seeking ain't hiding. Trying to find the one, it's me you keep finding. Why you looking for the one, one, one? When your search is done, done, done. Why you looking for the one, one? Showing up to go, they be sleeping on the heat, yeah, so I let them know. Zoned in, dialed in, tuned into the call, trying to get the message out, so I help you grow. Spread my wing to the wall, cargo and put a swing. This time I'm gonna fit the whole thing. New era, I'm gonna bring it in. To the basic, get the club bubbling. Head for the gate, up in the tape. Stop the weight, look away. Deny the debate, relevant to the day. When you're trying to find the one, why do you need reminding? No matter how you look at it, it's me you keep finding.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. We started that set of music with one of our in-studio guests today, Albino MBA, jazz artist blending Mozambique musical styles with contemporary jazz and pop. That track from his album, Mafu, we heard Where You're From. And you just heard Sitka's own Yatsin. That was Close the Distance from last year's Indian Yard album. Hoyana Gunal Sheesh for listening to KXLL. It's music that makes a difference. I'm so excited to also welcome Kajung Stephen Blanchett, founder of the Ok Rock Indigenous Music Festival. Welcome, Kajung.
Hoyana, good to be here.
Albino MBA and Kajung are both performing tonight at the first of the Ok Rock side stage concert series. Tickets are pay as you can. That means you can set your own price. Head to okrockfest.com to get your tickets for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night this week. All right, let's hear from the creative force behind the festival. Koyanukbuk, thanks so much for being here. And for those who didn't get a chance to see the first Ok Rock Festival last November, Kajung, can you give us a glimpse of Ok Rock Indigenous Music Festival? What inspired it?
Well, you know, we've been performing for a long time with Bamiwa. And one thing that we really noticed was there aren't too many opportunities for Indigenous artists. There's no Indigenous music festival in the United States. There's some in Canada. There's some over in Europe, you know, Aotearoa, Australia, but not here in the States. And one of the things that we were talking about, you know, I have a group of bunch of friends who are Indigenous musicians, and we're just talking about, you know, we just have to create our own. And it's been a dream for a long, long time. You know, it was the first time I proposed an Indigenous Music Festival was probably about 20-something years ago in Anchorage. And, you know, we had a small little celebration. I was able to do that for about 17 years where we had a Sunday every November, and we called it Indigenous Music Celebration. Not quite a festival, but it was still great, you know. But, you know, coming here to Juneau, this community really came together to make this dream a reality, and it's been amazing. So we have a group of folks that are just community doers that just come together and just they're creative forces, and they just have been able to create this amazing festival. I'm really excited that we're able to do this side stage, what we're calling side stage, to be a way to just keep that momentum going.
Yeah. Tell me, what's special about the side stage concert series that's different from the full Ok Rock Festival next year?
Well, one, you know, it's not in, you know, in a big venue setting. You know, we're at the Crystal Saloon, which is, you know, Juneau's newest and most amazing music venue. And so it's just a different vibe. So we wanted to really have fun and celebrate but it's also an opportunity. This will be our opportunity to announce the date of the next Ok Rock Festival.
Ooh.
So we will be announcing that.
Spilling that festival tea.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. So that, I think from here on out. And we wanted to give an opportunity to different, you know, light with celebration coming together, with so many people coming together to celebrate the beautiful Northwest Coast, the Southeast dancing and singing and all that, but just to give them another opportunity to celebrate Indigenous music.
Yes, I love this. And not only that, the side stage concert series this week is supporting next year's full
Absolutely.
Ok Rock Festival.
It's a fundraiser. Right? It's a fundraiser. It's a friendraiser.
Fundraiser, yeah. Love it. And I know that there are levels of suggested pricing. Can you tell us a little bit about the pricing structure?
Well, the thing is, you know, we've played at a lot of festivals, yeah?
Yes.
And they're really inaccessible. Like, people have to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go to these festivals.
Yes.
And it's quite ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make this festival accessible and open to anyone who wants to go. And money is not a barrier. So, whatever you can pay, we have, and we're very transparent of like what the cost is for the festival. Like, we go and we're doing our, like, we're in there budgeting and like, this is how many tickets we have. This is how many hotels and this is what it costs. This is what the lighting costs, tech. And we have those numbers and this is how many people we can get in. So with that, we have a real strong idea of like what the cost is. And so we're very transparent with that. So we do ask a suggested, you know, ticket price, but whatever you can, what you can come with.
Yeah.
So last year when we had the Indigenous Music Festival, some people paid $5, some people paid $500.
Yep. Yeah, your presence is support, I think, for this one. I know you're still, of course, really rooted in your band, Bumyuwa. And last year, you released your first solo album, Miu. Mm. How's the festival fitting into this sort of new volume of your career as a solo artist?
You know, I think Miu, for me, was just a way to just express a different side of myself. And so this festival, it gives me an opportunity to do that. At the Ok Rock, I really want... I'm so proud of Bumyuwa, right? That's just still my main... That's my main music.
That's your jam.
Yeah, that's my jam, and like
it's our jam too.
To be able to like mm-hmm. share that life with my brother and my cousin has been a blessing, and so, but you know, but this is an opportunity for me to just express it, like when I'm just sitting in my living room with my guitar and like coming up with little songs, you know, during the pandemic and things like that, you know, You know, whatever going on in my mind, I'm like, this is a way for me to just kind of release and express. So it was fun to be able to just do that. And Miu, in the Inupiaq or Yupik language, means a place from which you come from. So I just want to show people where I'm from.
I love it. Okay, one more plug for the Ok Rock Side Stage Concert Series. What's the best way for music lovers to follow the Ok Rock Festival as it grows?
We have Instagram. We have Facebook. So Ok Rock, you know, Instagram, and then the okrockfest.com on the website. That just drives you to everywhere. That drives you to all the social that we have. You can connect with us on emails, you know, all that kind of stuff. So and then we'll be like every time we're, you know, we'll probably put a little countdown. I love like how Celebration has that little countdown for the next celebration. We'll probably figure out how to do that.
Perfect. All right, check it out on the grams. It's Ok Rock Fest tonight, starting at 7 o'clock at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are pay what you can. Head to okrockfest.com. Suggested pricing is available, or set your own price. Koyan Akbuk, thank you so much to my guests today, Albino MBA and Gajung, both performing tonight at the Ok Rock Side Stage Concert Series. I'm Chandra Boom, and I will see you there starting at 7. Let's close out some jams. Here's Gajung. This is Our Stories on KXLL Juno. Kakugulu. Yeah.
Listen to the stories. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from my history, but not of how we go back. 'Cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle. It is you and me, and we'll fill it with love, and we'll fill it with joy, and we'll fill it with pride. A vision of what we can be. My first Alaskans, my first Alaskans, my first Alaskans. I love you. Stop this fire, but we kept it in the dark times. And you're mine, my first and last hands.
first and last names. My first and last names. I love you. First and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. I love you, I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you.